Kum Lennon, Ablaki Murda, we're up to Daf. We're up to Daf Chav Gimel on Beis, five lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Dorish Rab Simloi, Darshan, Sheish, Meyes, Vishloish, Esse Mitzvahs, that's a total of 630 mitzvahs. Stand up and move the chair over.
Sorry.
Wait, stand up.
Yes.
Oh.
We didn't know where it came from.
We thought it was manna from heaven.
Yeah.
Rab Simloi, Darshan, that's 630 mitzvahs, Nemru Loi, the Moshe, with Timon to Moshe. Sholosh meyos v'shishim v'chamish lavin with 365 loisas k'minyan yimaisa chama, the days equal to the days of the year. U'masayim v'aboyim mushmoyin asay, the 240 asay k'neged eivorev shel adam, corresponding to the limbs of a person. What's the connection? So let's do the rivon here on the bottom. Rivon on the bottom, the very last line. Mitzvahs asay. 248 mitzvahs say corresponding to the limbs of a person. The chol eva ve'eved oimeloi asay mitzvah. Every eva screams out, "Do a mitzvah." Which is then somebody once asked me. I remember years ago, and I never really found an answer. He said he doesn't understand. If that's the case, why every eva has to do a mitzvah? A woman who has less mitzvahs than a man should have less evarim. And we learned in the Gemara that a woman has 252 evarim. So how does it work out there by her? Her evarim don't want to do the mitzvahs. What does it mean? Never had an answer. The next thing is Shasa Mitzvah Loisasa, 365 Loisasa, says Rashi, Shebechol Yoim, every day, Mazhirim Olav Shlelavar. Every day we have another Aveda that we tell you not to do. And it says in Kabbalah's form that every day corresponds to another Aveda. And in fact, when Shabbat Tzvi, when they say Mach Shemoy, one of the first things he did was, He stopped the Sora B'Tavis and he stopped other things. So they accused Rabbi Yonasan Eibishus of being a follower of Shabbos Tzvi. And this week's parasha is all about Gid Hanosha. And he was a butcher. And and Rabbi Yaakov Emden accused him of being a follower of Shabbos Tzvi because he used to give amulets and he used to hang around the necks. And he said, you know why he was a butcher? Because it says that Al Kain Lo Yoichel Yisrael Gid Hanosha. That Aveda of Gid Hanosha is to do with Tisha B'Av, is the day of Tisha B'Av. And since Shabbos Tzvi abolished Asara B'Tavis and Tisha B'Av, that's why he was machshel people with Gid Hanosha. Try and remember now. Oh, because S is Tof Aleph of Tisha B'Av. So he writes that this Aveda is, because every Aveda is tied to another day, and Tisha B'Av is the Aveda of Gid Hanosha. Because that's Sarisa Imanosha Vatuchel. On this day, we didn't win because they came and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, back to Imanah. Interesting that Rab Simloi, you would think such an important statement would be said by one of the most famous Amoraim, not someone like Rab Simloi. There's a most ashamed hold that nobody argues on this. The Ramban in his Sefer Hashroshim. It starts out, the first thing, maybe that Tanoim will argue on this, and then he works out to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And concludes, it seems that Lav Davke, they argue, but they only argue whether it's Matayda or whether it's only a Smachta, but nevertheless, they all agree 613, except Medrash Rabbah, they bring a few Amoraim who argue that not 630 Mitzvahs, but more or less. Then over there, Nuna, Mikra, what's the Pasik Tayda to Lana Moshe Menoshe? Tayda is the Gematria Shis, Mei Vechatzi, Abatayda, Gematria 611. Torah tziva lana Moshe. Moshe told us 611 mitzvahs. But anoichi v'liyeh l'chom v'yagvurish man heard from the Eibishter. But David had been lachnesi. David came along and set them on 11 mitzvahs. What do you mean he set them on 11 mitzvahs? So that Rivon says here. Three lines on the top. V'hemidon al achas says on 11 mitzvahs. Shebetchile hoyu tzadikim. First they were tzadikim. The early generations, they were all tzadikim. V'yechoylin l'kabel. Because we'll find that every Navi reduced the number 611 to 613 to 11, finally to 1. That means only one mitzvah in the Torah. So he says, no. He says, Amol, they're all tzaddikim, yechaylim lekabel oil mitzvahs harba. They were able to take upon themselves to do most mitzvahs that every person is able to do. Avol doyres or acharenim, the later generations, loy hoyu tzaddikim kolkach, were not such great tzaddikim. If we have to keep all the mitzvahs, nobody will ever be zeiche to Olam Haba, Gan Eden. It's impossible. But David, Midan, that David came along, reduced it. What does that mean? We should be, not that we don't have to do the other mitzvahs, but how many mitzvahs do you have to do as a minimum? to be zeiche to chaya olam haba she yizkli mikayma yud ala mitzvah lalav. If you do these other mitzvahs, you olam haba. V'chein likewise kol shah every hour doyle shamata holchin and ma'ite noisei. And that's why every time the generations are getting shvacher and shvacher, and therefore the doyle hadoyin it made it easier for us to be able to go to Gan Eden. But the chiv of mitzvahs is not in any way lessened. Says the Gemara, Bo David, Vemina Lachaz, David came along and said, 11 principles, a minimum you have to keep. The chiv it says, Mizmoy le David, in Peitas Vav, it says, Mizmoy le David, mi yogo bo lecha, who will live in your tent? Mi yishke mako checha, who will reside in your holy mountain? The following. Number one, Hoylech, Tomim, we'll soon see what each one means. Upoyel tzedek, yes, do justice, but David, emes bo vav, speak truthfully, le rogel, al shayne, he doesn't slander in his tongue, le osel le ro, doesn't do anything terrible within, to his friend, ve cherpo le nosal kreivo, he doesn't carry any shame, or doesn't embarrass his relative. Nivze be'ein of nimas is despicable in his eyes, something that's repugnant. This yide Hashem yechabed, he's mechabed those who fear Hashem. Nishba lahora, that v'lo yomir, he will never change. Or nishba lahora, he'll swear to harm things which will but might hurt him. So he will swear to avoid them. So that means lo kasp le nosan b'neshech, he does not ever lend money with interest. V'shoichad al noki le lokin, and it takes bribes either. Oisa eli, you do these lo yimoit le olam. Will never be wiped away. What's it going on? So we explain it. Hoylech tam is Avram. Avram is hoylech tam in dechsiv. He's halach lefon av yitam. You have to have integrity. Poyel tzedek. Who's poyel tzedek? Like Abba Chilkiyom. Abba Chilkiyom. That he didn't want to take off a minute from work.
Not on the boss's cheshbon when they came to interview.
Exactly. On the boss's cheshbon. So he was a very honest worker. But David Emet was truthful. Kigoyin Rab Safra. This is the case of Rab Safra. What's the case of Safra? So look over here and leave on Rab Safra. Rab Safra. The Shilter of Achoy, he comes to Shilter, Vahoy, I've moved to Rab Safra's story. Hoy, like Chayfet Echel, he had a story, he had something to sell. Uba Adam Echel, the fund of Bashaja, Koy Krishna. Somebody came along to him while he was in Krishna, Vamalek said to him, Ten Liah Chayfet, Bekach, Bekach, Domin, charge me so much. Sell me this item below unknown and answer. If Nesha Yakoya Krishna was reading Krishna, Kasava, he thought Zeshlahi writes a little done Malolo, so the guy thought that Safra wasn't happy with the price. Hoysif, Omatun Libakach, Yase, Lacha, and he increased the price. Lacha, Shasan Krishna, Omaloi, Tulha, Chayfet, Bedomi, Shamati, Shaina, pay the original price, Shaba Oysa, Domha, he died to little Gemara. We had this in the Gemara. I don't know why nobody picked this up here. Everyone brings a Shulter of Choy. That was a question we asked then. What kind of Krishna? You're not allowed to be Koydits, Be'ain, you're not allowed to do anything. How in the world was he listening to a business deal in Mil Krishna? And what's the Gdul over here? We had this in. Well, Basra somewhere, and Omar Aleph on the bottom there, when you tell this story. Yeah, my problem is why we bring it up Safra from a Shiltas, and everybody here brings Shiltas where the Shiltas is. What's a Gemara? Just, I don't remember his name, was of Safra or somebody else, but it was a Gemara, exactly the same story.
This only mean of each one reducing the principle, extracting one, it's really the principle, the whole thing with the Gemara here. It's been somewhere else.
No. Possibly, yeah. unless the my mechsidus, which we'll see in a minute, the one that my mom always brings down. Leirogel al shayna, he wasn't miragel his tongue. Zay Yaakov Avinu. This is Yaakov. V'chsiv ula yemasheni avi. What if my father finds out? He was hesitant. He didn't want to go cheat on his father. And his mother, Rivka, forced him. She said, Alai kolos chabani. It says in Sfarim, the difference between pen, remember we had before, Hisham and pen, Ba'al and Ulai are all like loans. The difference between pen and Ulai is, pen is, I hope it never happens. Ulai is, I hope it does happen. Ulai, Eliezer said, Ulai, you know, Leseva, no, Ulai, Leseva, to marry that, what happens if that woman doesn't want to marry? And Rashi says that A likes it because he really wanted that Yitzchak should marry his daughter. Ulai means, you know, who said it'll happen, and I hope it does not happen. I hope that it does happen.
That's why we say in David, Ulai Yochis Olam, Ulai Yirachim.
That's right. Exactly. So when, what did Yaakov say? Ulai Yemesheni Aviv. Yaakov was so uneasy about deceiving his father that he said, I wish my father touches me and he'll ask me who I really am and I'll tell him I'm Yaakov. I don't have to lie to him. And his mother said, no. Alaiki Allah's Chabani. She's a strong woman. like somebody who deceived him. You don't do your friend any bad. You don't try to compete with him. You're not going to tolerate anyone embarrassing your relatives. That you are close to your relatives. It's important to be family. Thing which are repugnant is despicable to you. What's that talking about? Chizkiya Melech, his father who brought Avodah Zarah in, even Chizkiya Melech couldn't take it anymore. She geeded out some of it. We had it a few times. He dragged the bones of his father, the mitzvah shechabolim, on a bed of ropes. It should be a tshuva for him. Also because it's despicable, he couldn't tolerate that his father brought Avodah Zarah into the Beis Hamikdash. That he those affair Hashem, that Yehoi Shofat Melech Yehuda. This is talking about Yehoi Shofat. He would stand up from his chair. He's the king. He would embrace him and kiss him. He would call him Rebbe, Mori, Mori. And it says in the showing that has to be done only discreetly, not in public. In the public, you cannot be Meichel's covered. Others say even a public, because it's not his being Meichel's covered. The covered of Tayyid is even greater than the cover of a king. Nishba lahora, if he made a shvur to harm himself, he shouldn't switch it, he should proceed with a shvur. What's going on there? He was invited to eat somewhere, he didn't want to eat, so he said, I'm going to fast till I go home. Even though he never intended to fast, he just wanted to get an excuse to get out of eating somebody's house. But it's a happy halacha, he wouldn't have to, but nevertheless, since he said it, he cannot change his mind. His money, he did not give it interest. Even the ribus of a goy, he did not charge a goy interest. Even though there's somebody showing him a hold as a mitzvah, he didn't want to do with a goy because he's scared if you lend money with interest to a goy, he'll next time lend money with interest to a yid. And the apostle hold that you're allowed to lend money to a goy to ribus. It's a mitzvah to lend money to a goy to ribus. So what does it mean here? But we also said that you're allowed to lend kidei chayav, enough to live on. And this is talking about in excess. V'sheichad al noki lelokach. He never took any sheichad. I mean, yes, I'm passing the tail. What's the big deal? So he was like, you're going to be shmo, but Abiyasi. If you remember the story over there, he had a farmer. He had a sharecropper. He used to bring him the crop every Friday. And one year, in Ksuvas we had there, he brought him, 1 month, he brought him on a Thursday. And then he said, by the way, I have a dintoida. Can you, listen to it? Right away, he felt the fact that he brought, even though he owed it to him anyway, but the fact that he brought it in 1 day early, he already felt, that is a sheikhet. And even then, he said, if you remember, he said then, during the court case, he sat in, he told him, you have to hire two other people. He sat in, and he felt inclined to paskin like the sharecropper. Then he said to himself, why? Madach, I'm not presiding over the case, but the fact that he gave me something and that he doesn't, he owed me anyway. I feel that I owe him something, and I'm obliged, and my way of thinking is, has been corrupted. Imagine if you mamish take sheikhet in the case. See, it says, oise eile lo yimayt lo ilam. It seems to me that you have to do Oisa Eila. If you do all 11, then you'll get to Olam Haba. And this is, even these 11 are pretty tough going. That he has to do all 11? Oisa Eila, any one of them, it says. I feel even one of them. Another pasuk. If you're not going to say that, if it just says Oisa Eli, you mean all of them. It says Al Titamu B'chol Eile. It says in the pasuk, you should not be metamin all of these. It says if you tamin all of these, and so on and so forth. That means that you're not tamin until your tummy, you touch everything. And I give B'chol Eile metamin, you don't even touch all of your tummy. And Chodim and I loy, Ela Lav Ba'achas M'chol Eile. It says Oisa Eile, or it says Al Titamu B'chol Eile. It doesn't mean all of them together. It means any one of them. Any one of them. So David and Melech was 11. Generations later, the people were on the low Madrega. This is hard to understand. The Rivon just told us the reason why he reduces to 11 is because to get a Chilam Haba. Instead of 613, you have to do a minimum of 11. The Gemara says you don't have to do a minimum of 11, minimum of 1. Any one of these 11. So what are they doing? What are they reducing? 11, 6. If at the end of the day, you could do one even in David and Melech's times. So what did Shai do? Shai came along and wrote that reduces to 6. The Chassid says, this is what he says. He says, I was saying, for a number to...
Give me an example of many generations after
yeah.
David.
That's right. What? Better. Some of the examples were after Shai as well. But those are Uisnam. They weren't the average person. Hoylech Tzedakas. He said the following. Somebody follows the way of Tzedakah. V'doyvim Misharim. He talks in a truthful way. And Moyed V'betzim HaShakas. He despises money that came in through deception. Noye Kapov Mitmoir B'Shaychet. He shakes off his hands from taking any Shaychet. Oytim Ozmoy. He closes his ears. Mishmoya Damin. A little upshot is he from hearing about blood. About murder, and we'll soon see what it means. Anyone has another touch. For oitzim ain of murder is bereich. He seals his eyes from seeing anything bad, from anything lewd. Hailed doke. That was Avram of Inersivki a daiti lemanashi etzavet beisel barachar. So we know that it was that he did, and it says there tzedakah mishpat. Okay, so that's Avram Avinu. Toivim misharim zesh ain a makmit v'nechavei v'rabim. Does not embarrass his friend in public. That's toivim misharim speaking straight. Moyes, but Mashaka is he does despise his money deception. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, like Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, which we had the story before. No, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is the what do you call it? Yeah, now what happened with him is that he did not want to take, if a person brought him the first shorn wool, he refused to take it, even though he was a Kohen and he was allowed to take it. Because he felt that he was cheating, that every family had the makide kohen, they had these kohen that they were close to, and that person when he saw Rabbi Shmuel Elisha was a kohen gadol, he felt that he wanted to give to the kohen gadol, and then he and Rabbi Shmuel Elisha want to take it because you're robbing that kohen that he was waiting for this truma from you. Noya kapa metama shaychi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel just said before oitim oznay mishmoya damim. We're going to touch damim does not mean blood, damim means being quiet. He closes ears. He did not want to hear anything being said about any gnai about a Talmud Chacham. In other words, he wanted to be silent. Dami means he became quiet. What's the story? Wasn't Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon, when he passed away, a worm came out of his ear, and he told his wife in a dream that he always defended the Talmud Chachamim. It happened once. Somebody said some disparaging remark, and he didn't say anything. So we learn from this. Oitzim einav merois bara, closes his eyes from seeing lewd things. Zeh she einav mistakel benoshim. You don't look at women when they're not in the most sinistic way. Bishar she oimdis ala kvisa. They're standing there in the water, in the river, or in the lakes, and they're washing their clothes. They have to pull up their dresses so they don't get all wet. And if you're standing in that area, obviously you're going to see things that's not sinistic. So when it says over here that oitzim einav merois bara, that's what it's talking about. You don't put yourself in a position that you have no choice. Uksi, when it says a pasik, who mereimim yishkain? It says, and what will happen that if you do all these things, who mereimim yishkain, you're going to sit high up by Olam Haba. Ba Micha came along Micha v'hemida nal shalosh, came along Micha and said three is also. I can make three principles. See what it says? It says a pasik that Higil Chaada Matoy. A person will tell you what he did good. Ma Hashem doidish mimach. What does Hashem want from you? Kiyim. All he wants is the following: Asay's mishpat, be just; va'ahav as chesed, love to be kind; and va'atznei leches imelekecha, go discreetly in the ways of Hashem. Now he teaches: Asay's mishpat ze hadin, that you should be just; ahav as chesed ze gmil chasadim, be generous; hatznei leches. Now this is a hard one. There, what do you mean? Be discreet. Ze hoytzoas hameis va'achnosas kala, to go to levayis and to be machnis kala.
Connection.
Because it says in the pasuk, "Bashrei Melech is toiv leleches al beisa evel meleches al beisa mishta," and that is a hard enough pasuk as it is. It's better to go to the house of an ovel than the house of a party, because in the house of ovel the life is over. No, the house of ovel, the life is over. So you know exactly what he did in life. I mean, just shot him, but one shot. You know exactly what he did, and that's it. And the house of mishta, you don't know what's going to be tomorrow. They have a whole life to live. Could be to turn out, with sodas. Could be to have. Trying to show you whatever it is. There's all kinds of shatul. The bottom line is, when you say hatnei leches, you think it means sneas, it means other things. You know, it's an interesting thing to choose things which are done by Rabbi. Both these done, but we learned by Halavaya. Sorry. Yeah, but why is that hatnei leches? But that's only a shatul. Who's to say that name? That should be included in Avas Chesed. If that's what it means, paying for it, then Avas Chesed is Gmil Chasadim. And it's not really three things, it's two things. Do Gmil Chasadim, but do it in a quiet way. That's not what he says. He's saying three things means it's three disparate things, they're not connected. Who's saying that?
You bring it from Rashi to in the Gemara Sutra.
Rashi, we have Rashi right here on the side. Lukut Rashi, they don't bring it here. So obviously they didn't think Rashi connected. We'll look it up later. What is it? Sukkah?
Mentesam
and base. Okay. Okay, we'll look it up. Okay, Shkech. Although Dvarim Kavachim, it's still hard to understand. And it's not three different things.
What's the connection?
No, it's not three different things. Then Chasadim and this is exactly the same thing. Just a question of how to do it. So why is it a third thing? I don't know. Okay, anyway. We'll look it up. Maybe we'll look it up. Hello, Dvarim Kavachim. The thing which are not done discreetly. The Torah says do it discreetly. Do what discreetly? Again, it's hard to understand. We're talking about the tzedakah part of it, and they're talking about the levaya part of it. The levaya has to be done with 600,000 people. What does that have to do with the tzedakah part of it? Something's not right here. The things which are normally done discreetly, you should definitely do it discreetly. Then Chaza Yishai Bemidon Shtayim. Shai came along and said and brought it down to two. The same Shai, first he brought out, and it seems like there's like, you know that the in the Apkutz Shevelt and the Goy Shevelt, they say there were two Shaias. And one of the guys they bring is from here. But so you have here, Shai first brought it down to three, and then later on in his life, I guess he saw that even three was too much, he brought it down to two. Shinamat says, Koyam Hashem, Shimru Mishpud Vasud Zdaka. But the three was the same as the two anyway. It's not bringing it down to two. But Amoiz v'hemid nalachas. Came along Amoiz. Sorry, you're right. He brought six. You're right. But Amoiz, and then he brought it down to one. Shemot says, Koi Omar Hashem lebeis Yisrael, Doshuni v'choyu. Dash me and you will live. So it sounds like there's only one thing to do. L'chsidus. Who said that shouldn't mean to learn chassidus and understand the Eibishter? Maybe means that shouldn't be chalat ayin kula. Maybe the whole nigla. Where do you see that he reduced it? Chabakuk v'minalachas. Chabak came along and he brought it down to one. Shneimer says v'tzadik b'munosa yichya. This is what the Rabbi meant from the Gemara here. That a tzadik b'munosa yichya. That tzadik with his faith, he will live or you chaya. His faith. In other words, the most important thing about the Torah is to believe in a tzadik. The idea of a tzaddik. Not that a tzaddik only lives with Amunah, but for us. Came along and decreed against the Tzididen, Boa Nevim, over the years, a number of four Nevim came along, and they were cancelled, but he said, Moshe said, Vayishki Yisrael Beta, the Eden was a secure, Boda, but in isolation, Ein Yaakov, but when they'll all be like Yaakov in the Madrega of Yaakov. So how many people, when is that Shai Din will be secure? If they have to be in Madrig of Yaakov. Bo Amois, came along Amois, so bitly cancel it. Shneimer says, Chadalna, he says, no, remove that bracha. That bracha that Moshe gave, that when will the Eden be secure? Only if ain't Yaakov, like Yaakov, forget that, cancel that. Because me Yaakov Yaakov, is there anybody out there who could say that he will be a chassid like Yaakov? Uksim, it says, Nichem Hashem Azayis. The Eibush Attack could change his mind about this. So therefore, he canceled Moshe Ben's bracha because it's too hard. Moshe Amar Obagoy Mehen Lo Yisagia. Moshe Rabbeinu that amongst these nations they won't rest. But Yimiv Amar Holech Lagi Yisrael. And Yimiv came along and said that yes, they will rest amongst the goyim. Moshe Amar Poiked Avoyin Oves Albonim that the children will be punished for the sins of the fathers. But Yecheskel Bitl Kim Yecheskel and he canceled it. He says Hanefesh Hachidas He Thomas only the one. Who sinned will die. Moshe says, you'll be lost amongst the nations. You're talking about Shefer Godel. They won't be lost among the nations. He'll bring them all back. I used to be scared of this passage. Vavadatem Bagoyim, you get lost among the nations. Maskel Rapapa, who said lost among the nations means that you're lost and never be found? Maybe Dilo Kavedam is Bakeshes. Maybe it's like an Aveda that not only be found, but people are looking for you. Maybe it means that the Abishah will look for you. The Chesiv, it says, Ta'isi, I was blunging, I was lost, Kiseh Oivid, I was lost like this sheep that was wandering about. And Bakish Avdechon, then suddenly these people start looking for me, your servants start looking for me. So it's a good thing. Elam Sefer, from the end of that Pasig, where it says, the ochla eschem edet sebechem. The part that I was scared of that says that they will be consumed in the land of your enemies. And that's a scary one. Maskel, Mazutra, Dimba, Kachilas, Keshuyim, Vidului. Maybe means like if you eat gourds and melons, which means you eat a little bit, but the rest of it remains a lot, so it's all right. Okay, Gemara says that I'm Gamliel. Famous Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva, Mahalchma, that wanted to take a trip. We already had this Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Shamu call Hamuna Sharemi Meplatya. They heard this from the plaza over there. There are so many people there, the throngs of people making so much noise. They heard it far away in the distance. Berachig Mei of Esimil, distance of 120 mil. Bishchil Baich, and they all began to cry. Look how powerful the Goyim are. But Rabbi Akiva Mesach, he laughed. Omer Lim Pin Mad, why are you laughing? Omer Lim Pin Mad, why are you crying? These goyim will bow down to all of these different idols. They sing this so secure and calm. Look at them. Our home, this footstool of Hashem, is completely destroyed. For this very reason, I'm laughing. And the Farshim say it means because you're crying, I can laugh. As long as there are people who care about the fact that Mashiach is not here and the Beit Hamikdash is destroyed, then we can be happy and laugh. But if the moment that nobody cares anymore, nobody cries about the Churban Beit Hamikdash, that's when we have to start worrying. Lekach ani mitzache, because you're crying, I'm laughing. And I'm able to laugh. Those who don't follow the Abish's lesson. Abish lets them live a while. Surely we are going to be blessed. Shuv pamachet again didn't happen. Oh, your island Yerushalayim, they were going to Yerushalayim. Kivan shigila haratzoy, they came to Mount Scopus, caught a big day in the rem to close. Kivan shigila harabayis, came to the harabayis, to the temple mount, row, shul, 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 they saw this fox leaving kochi kochi, mischil, and boichil, and they began to cry. But Rav Akiva mitzachar, Kivan began to laugh. Omru loy mipnei matzah, why are you laughing? Omru loy mipnei matzah, why are you crying? Omru loy mokum shukosaboy, bazor hakorev yumas. That if a Yisrael walks on this area, he'll be put to death. V'achshav shualim halchaboy. Like says in Eicha, now foxes are going there. But Lein Nivke, we shouldn't cry. Om Alehem, Lekach, Ani Mitzach. It's exactly why I'm laughing. The Chesivit says, Va'idili Eidim Namonim, I will bring these witnesses, Esuriah HaKoyin, Ve'Zechayeh Ben Yivarach. I'll bring Uriah HaKoyin and Zechayeh Ben Yivarach. Now they both did not live in the same time. V'chima Inyan Uriah Eitz Zechayeh. Uriah Ben Migdash Rishon, Uriah lived in the first place, Ben Zechayeh Ben Yivarachini. When will the Nevuah's Chaya take place? Only once we have the Nevuah of Uriah. Because of you, Yerushalayim will turn into a destroyed field. Will come a time when Skanim and Skanas will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim and it will be gaiety and laughter all over again. Actually, is came and the Vosaludia caused my debate was destroyed. I see Missy, I was worried. Shalay's came is high, won't have Mashiach, no one happened. Achshav Shin is came and the Vosaludia. But do I know Shin the Vosas Chayim is Kayem is Beloshazel with Mukum as well? Omerle Akiva Nechamtonu Akiva Nechamtonu Menachemos Hadden Aloch Elen Aloikin the Sleekalom Asechta Makes. Finish the Homosechta. It's time to show a beautiful Gemara.